There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
How common is this in society, I guess, or in biology, for somebody to be convinced that they have the brain of the other gender, and then until not to really act on until they're 65?
Yeah, I think one of the main things you raise there is the time length at which it took Bruce Jenner to acknowledge this. I mean, 65 and coming out like this is quite a shock. In terms of the overall rates, it's rare. I mean, it's rare in terms of the transgender experience for someone to go through life and at some point to really firmly believe that the person they are is not what their body shows in some way, so that their gender, their psychology of who they are does not match their biology of who they are.
There's talk host Tommy Tucker with psychologist Dr. Jason Lander. They're discussing Bruce Jenner and his interview last week with Diane Sawyer, the Bruce Jenner transgender issue, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing the top topics for the week ending Friday, the 1st of May, reviewing all 10 of the Talk Radio hits during this hour. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all sorts of things that have to do with this fascinating business that focuses on what people are talking about in our country. So, as we monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country, you will get a pretty good idea of what people are talking about in the main if you stick around for the next hour, counting them down from number 10 to number 1, and that Bruce Jenner subject is at number 10.
Number nine
is the trial of James Holmes. Here's talk host Dave Ross with a focus on all the warning signs that were missed leading up to the shooting in that movie theater in Aurora, Colorado.
I was listening to some of the opening arguments in the James Holmes trial for the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting, and I heard the public defender explaining what was going through Holmes' mind when he opened fire in that theater 3 years ago.
The reason is that he has a psychotic delusion that he thinks it will somehow increase his self-worth.
And I found myself thinking, why are we trying to analyze this man's mind? Because that's not the real problem. The real problem is that this was a terror attack that we missed. James Holmes was sending out warning signals right under our noses. He warned a psychiatrist, his ex-girlfriend, and a fellow grad student that he was over the edge. And he made a series of pretty suspicious purchases, buying 6,350 rounds of ammunition online. On May 22nd, he buys a Glock 22 pistol. On May 28th, a Remington 870 shotgun. On June 7th, a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic rifle. On July 2nd, he orders body armor. And finally, on July 6th, he buys another Glock 22. Had he done all this after traveling to an ISIS training camp, he'd have been swarmed by undercover agents. But in this case, no one was watching. And so 2 weeks after buying his last weapon, he opens fire in that theater and shoots 71 people, 12 of whom died. And here we are, 3 years later, and what are we hearing?
You can run at this from any direction you want, and you will not come up with a reason that makes any sense, because it doesn't.
Okay, whatever that means. But what I do know is that the next delusional person's out there somewhere, slipping through the cracks in the mental health system, making his plans, legally buying everything he needs, and dropping all sorts of dots, which we have no way to connect, because no one's looking.
Number eight
on the list of the top 10 this week, the White House Correspondents' Dinner and the fun that all sorts of people from all sorts of news and the news media business had last Saturday night. Here's host John Howell talking to Brett Baer from Fox for a review of the president's comments.
Not afraid to poke fun at racial issues.
ABC is here with some of the stars from their big new comedy, Blackish. it's a great show, but I have to give ABC fair warning. Being blackish only makes you popular for so long. Trust me. There's a shelf life to that thing.
And also the president poked fun at himself.
And Bernie Sanders might run. I like Bernie. Bernie's an interesting guy. Apparently, some folks really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all.
What do you think overall? I thought the president did pretty well Saturday night.
Yeah, he did. He's gotten, after 6 years, his comedic chops definitely intact. His timing is very good, and he looks like he has fun doing it. So he had the crowd, definitely, and he had some great lines in there. The best stuff, obviously, that usually works well is self-deprecating. We saw it with George Bush. We've seen it with President Obama, and he killed on Saturday.
Brett Barrett, as many times as you've seen presidents do this,
yeah, 13,
do,
I think.
Do they get edgier once they're, you know, the pressure's off? As he said, I'm in the fourth quarter of my presidency. I thought it was pretty edgy, and there were some really kind of controversial jokes there.
There were, but, you know, again, jokes, so you have to take it in context. But, yeah, I mean, his bucket list riff was
vulgar,
you know, kind of interesting. Yeah. And obviously there's some Republicans who feel that's exactly how he looks at things. So, you know, but it, in the context of his delivery and the jokes in general, it's pretty funny. I know people are... it's controversial sometimes, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. But when you're in the room and you're and everybody's laughing at these jokes, you know, people get to Monday and they move on, and it's Washington again.
Uh-huh. That's proven out. That's very, very sage, because that's what's proven to be the case this past week, as is usually the case. Okay, so we have at number 10 the situation with Bruce Jenner, the James Holmes trial, number 9, number 8, the Correspondents' Dinner, and number 7 around the corner here on this week's Countdown.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Oh, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Number seven this week on the Talk Radio Review is the focus on Nepal and the aftermath of that earthquake. Earlier on the Good Day program this past week, I talked to Men's Health Tech Editor Greg Stebbin about how one can avoid scams. If you're interested in trying to help, to donate to charities that are going in with the relief efforts to help the earthquake survivors there, there are plenty of scams. So here is Greg explaining what to look out for.
The first thing is, and I hate to say this because it sounds cynical, but expect the worst of people at times like this. Because at times like this, when there's natural disasters, the scammers recognize it's a great time to pry money out of your wallet. And if you're going to give, you want it to go to the people you're giving to, not to bad people. Right. So first of all, if you get an email or a pop-up on a website and it says, give to the people of Nepal, I would be very, very suspicious of
don't
that.
Delete. Next.
Yeah, don't even click on, don't even let your curiosity get the better
of it. By the way, it's not only the scam and ripping money off from you. What I've found in the past from reading into this is that some of these people, they attach Trojan horses. They have all kinds of things that they can use to get in. Never mind you send them money. They're going to grab whatever they can by attaching themselves to your email or to your computer.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. So that's why I'm saying don't even click. And, you know, so you might separate things into charities you know and charities you don't know. Even if you get something from a charity you have donated to before, let's call it the Red Cross. Even if you've donated to the Red Cross before, if you get an email from them asking for money, it doesn't mean it came from the Red Cross. And you may not be able to figure out whether it's real or fake. So if you want to donate to the Red Cross, I would use one of two methods. First of all, get there by clicking on a link at a legitimate site. I just put up a site from the New York Times with a list of legitimate charities. I'm also going to post another similar list from USA Today. That's a good way to get there. Get there from the New York Times or the USA Today site or another news site that you respect and trust. Or type in redcross.org or Google it. That's the best way to be sure you're really going where you're going to, because even websites can be spoofed and counterfeited, so you could end up somewhere you think you are, and you're just feeding money into the scammer's hands.
I don't believe in the Red Cross. I don't send them any money because I think they're over bloated and overdone and over. I'm happy to tell people don't go to the Red Cross from my experience. If it makes any difference, I think there are other ways and places that you can find.
But you bring up a good point. If you want to investigate a charity, there's actually a great website called charitynavigator.org.
Yep.
And this is a site that's been around for a long, long time, and what they do is in an unbiased way rank charities, first for legitimacy, and then they'll tell you how much money that charity actually sends on to the causes they purport to help, and how much they keep for themselves and things like administrative costs. Yeah. So if you're not sure about a charity or an organization, go to Charity Navigator to investigate. If they're not there at all, that would raise a red flag as well.
And so in terms of what happened as the week ended, search and rescue teams in Nepal helping with a lot of the what you'd expect. The rubble is everywhere. Finding a few people here and there, though. I think I remember reading about some crowds cheering as a teenager was pulled to safety, some underneath this rubble for 5-6 days, living in what would only be considered horrific conditions. And that's nothing difficult to describe. I'm looking at a picture of a medic putting an IV drip into an older man who was under the rubble. Looking into these people's eyes and the just stunned expressions when they come out. There's one person who got a picture of this guy as he blinked for the first time he'd seen sunlight in 6 or 7 days. Pretty amazing stuff. But the good stuff that humans are made of. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six issue this week on our Talk Radio Review is a focus on the economy of our country in the first quarter of this year. Here's radio host Joel Riley talking to Alan Wessler from CNBC. They discuss what NASDAQ's record week really meant to our economy.
Let's talk NASDAQ. It was truly historic.
Yeah, it was. It's bumping up. But, you know, remember, NASDAQ's the hot market. That's where you get all your momentum plays, you know, your cult stocks and things like that. So you should take it with a grain of salt. Like, you know, yesterday we saw it get a little bit of a bloody nose, and that's because one sector in the NASDAQ that tends to dominate the NASDAQ, the biotechs, they had a bad day, okay? Celadon, one of the real hot stocks in there, it declined 80%. 80% of stock goes down. The reason was one of their drugs didn't do so hot in the study, and everybody was sort of betting the farm on that one. So it got pulled down. So when you see the NASDAQ go up like that, remember, that's where, you know, a lot of the hot stocks, you know, like the GoPros of this world, the social media stocks, things like that, are going in, and they're going to have volatility.
Yeah, well, yeah, down 80%. That is the definition of volatility.
That's the definition of a bad day.
So then when you see that, though, I mean, you know, and again, we put it in the context of confidence. Does that rock people generally, or because it's the NASDAQ and people in the insiders know that's where the hot prospects are? It's like, well, that's another day. We're going to chalk it up and see what we can get done tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't see as many, you know, you don't see the more of the general investing population get, you know, really upset about the NASDAQ to the same degree that you would, you know, if you saw the Dow take dipsy doodles like that, or the S&P, you know, people understand that affects more of the broader swath of the economy. You know, the Dow stocks, the Dow, remember, that's 30 stocks, but they're well diversified and tends to be the big industrials, what we call the blue chips,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And then the S&P, that's made up of 500 companies, and that's really the index that represents America's economy when you think about it and stuff like that. So those are much more about the economic well-being of the country. Now, NASDAQ has plenty of different stocks in it, but it also tends to get the real, you know, hey, this is going to be the next big thing type of stocks that, you know, well, sometimes it is the next big thing, sometimes it isn't.
Right, so now you mentioned the phrase broader economy, so let's just pull back one more layer. player, and then I'll let you go. We've starting to get some trickles and some dribs and drabs about, employers starting to release the pennies, giving employees a little bump in pay, here, there. So are we feeling better and better about the overall economy, the broader economy?
We're feeling better and better, but we're not feeling really stellar right now. The trick is the Fed, okay? The Fed's been sitting on zero interest rates, and then the Fed has said, we're going to be data-dependent about raising interest rates, okay? So all the data's been coming in mediocre. But the question is it coming in mediocre because companies don't want to, you know, take drastic action until they see the Fed do something certain with its policy? Or is it because they're mediocre because the business just isn't there? You sort of have a chicken and the egg kind of thing. So the Fed has sort of painted itself in a corner where it really wants to raise the rate to indicate the economy is going forward, but because it says all this data-dependent stuff, the numbers aren't right. So things are getting better, and eventually the Fed will get off the dime, but we're not booming right now.
Looking for a hot investment? Tesla expanding into home batteries. Announcement this week. Part of an elaborate plan to reshape the electric grid with a combination of solar panels and home batteries. The fellow who has started Tesla, CEO Elon Musk, says the system could be a boon to those living off the electric grid, similar to moves made by other tech companies to connect some of the most remote regions of the world to services that previously required wires. This guy is a genius, and if I'm looking for a place to invest, I'm betting on this guy, more ups than downs, but yeah, just it's not a stock tip, folks. Just giving you a little something to think about. On this week's Stock Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all 4 wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I want everybody to pretend that you're putting your house up for sale. Now, this is very important, because when you begin to set the price for your house, you know exactly how valuable it is. You know how much you put into it. You believe you know how much it is worth. But then comes the problem. The real estate agent comes to you and says, you know what? We got to look at the comps. We got to look at everybody else's value around you. And from there, we get the market price. Now, I know that each and every one of us probably do not like this, but you know what? It is a fact of life. Why? You assign value to yourself. You assign value to your professionalism, to your personality, to your future, but you must compare it to everybody else around you. Or the opposite. People have to use you for comparison. That's the goal. You become everybody else's comparison, and then you add value. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stellar group of this week's talk lineup. The charts for the week of April 27th to the 1st of May. I'm Doug Steffen with the stories, the topics, the hot hits in talk radio to review where we are to this point in the countdown. Starting at number 10, the Bruce Jenner issue, put issue in quotation marks. The James Holmes issue, not necessarily in quotation marks. Number 9, his trial continuing. White House Correspondents' Dinner and the fun a lot of people had with the president. Number 7, aftermath of the earthquake in Nepal. Number 6, where the economy is. So that brings us around now to
number 5.
There's the big voice announcer. Right on cue. At number 5 on the countdown this week, we're continuing to go back and forth with Iran and these nuclear negotiations, it would seem. Here's host Pat Campbell talking to Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma about the status of the nuclear negotiations with Iran.
This Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act that's currently in the Senate, what's it all about? What's your role?
Yeah, the Senate has continued to take up a way to be able to regain Senate authority. Let me give you a quick background on it. When a Sanctions Act was passed in the past, they have what is typically in a Sanctions Act, that is a waiver for American security or national security. That they keep the sanctions in place, Congress voted to put them in place, keep them in place until there's a national security, or unless there's a national security. Well, the president basically invented his own definition of national security and pulled away the sanctions and said, I'm going to negotiate and I'm going to take these away first. Well, that was not the congressional intent on it, but he just declared it. So now Congress is in a weird spot. We have to actually go back and find a way to get a veto-proof majority to put sanctions back in without a waiver. And so that is the negotiation right now, that we have to get Republicans and Democrats together to be able to put the sanctions back in place and to be able to hold them with 67. So it's not a good spot for Congress to be in. But we have the coalition together at this point. There are enough people that are ticked off and frustrated with what's going on with the president's non-negotiation. We're really not negotiating with Iran. We seem to be just giving Iran whatever they want. That's not negotiation, and we're not holding tight.
What is the current state of those negotiations? Where are we right now with Iran?
All right, there's three stages of this. One of them started last year when they actually set the parameters down for the timelines of when they would make deals. And that even caused a great deal of concern how they were going to do it. And the second phase ended about 3 weeks ago when they set the basic framework for the agreement. Here are the big picture items that will be in the agreement. And then the third phase is by June the 30th, they have to release the final deal. So they're in that working from the big picture down to the final nitty-gritty details right now. The big picture is bad enough. I can't imagine what the nitty-gritty details are. The big picture is the UN said no centrifuges. The big picture that John Kerry put out and the president put out was 5,000 centrifuges. The big picture was they couldn't create nuclear material. John Kerry, Obama, negotiated framework says, yes, they can do enrichment. We just want to watch them. The UN version was they cannot have a nuclear weapon. The John Kerry Obama version is they can have a nuclear weapon as long as they wait a year and we know about it before they build it. The UN version is they don't have a nuclear missile or any capability. The John Kerry Obama version is they can we're not going to watch them on the missile. We're just going to tell them don't do it, but we're not really inspecting the missile side of it. So it's really a mess. We are to the left of the UN, and that's a place very, very unfamiliar for Americans to be.
Number four item this week, the Supreme Court has a number of hearings this week, including the gay marriage issue. Here's host Rebecca Marshall, along with Steve Leader, talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the Supreme Court hearing on gay marriage.
We understand Justice Anthony Kennedy sent some mixed signals on same-sex marriage. What was your take?
He did. You know, he's always playing Hamlet. He knows it. He knows everyone's watching him. He knows he's the deciding vote. One way or the other, he's going to determine what happens to same-sex marriage. So on the one hand, he asked some questions that lead you to think that he's focused very much on the dignity of gay and lesbian couples who want to get married. Questions that lead you to think he's going to strike down these same-sex marriage bans. And then at other times in the arguments, he talked a lot about states' rights and the need to allow states to continue to sort of manage and administer the institution of marriage. And that's, of course, a question that leads you to think that he's willing to uphold some of these same-sex marriage bans. So at some point, he's going to have to decide if he hasn't already and then tell his colleagues, and then the Supreme Court will figure out what to do from there.
Is it, Andrew, somewhat easy or somewhat difficult for regular Supreme Court watchers to get a sense of how the court might rule in a particular case?
I think it's always very difficult, and I think you also have to be very careful about oral argument. A lot of people try to read too much into the questions that are asked or the answers that are given. My sense is, and some of the justices have confirmed that over the years, is that their minds are pretty much made up by the time that they get to oral argument. They may have a question or two. Some of them grandstand and posture for the media. Certainly Justice Scalia does that. Justice Breyer does that. But I don't think that somebody came in, one of the nine justices came in and had his or her mind changed by what the lawyer said. Remember, the lawyers are basically repeating what's been in the written briefs that have been submitted and on file for months and months.
All right, having said that, would you care to make a prediction on the outcome here?
5-4. How's that? It's going to be 5-4. I think it's going to be close. I think Justice Kennedy is going to side with proponents of same-sex marriage. I think Justice Kennedy is going to vote to strike down these bans. And then the question will be, will Chief Justice Roberts also, at that point, knowing that he may have lost, join that side, make it a 6-3 decision so that Chief Justice Roberts can write the opinion and write an opinion that is more narrow than the opinion that Justice Kennedy would be writing. So that's a little bit of horseplay that we could see. I don't see it going 6-3 in the other direction. And, of course, the hope is, regardless of what the vote is, that there's clarity for all these people who basically have their marriages in limbo.
Number three.
All right, the news and the conversation about the news this week regarding Mrs. Clinton and her foundation, or the Clinton Foundation, involving not only Mrs. Clinton, but Mr. Clinton and other members of the Clinton family. Yeah, hear from our affiliate, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. Talk host Alan Ludell here having a conversation with Eleanor Clift, the political analyst, about the latest scandal, if that's what it is, for Mrs. Clinton.
As Clinton's scandals, potential scandals go, would you say this has roots, this has legs potentially?
I don't know that this is a Clinton scandal exactly, because I think the author, Peter Schweizer, is next going to look at all the business deals that Jeb Bush made after leaving the governor's office in Florida almost a decade ago. Actually, the worst things in Washington are what's legal. I think we do have a government that, the best government money can buy. And so I think this all bears examination, and we have all these, unlimited sums of money now coming into the political system where people don't have to disclose their names. And I think we really are vulnerable to purchase by special interest and or corruption. So, the Clintons are not the only people caught up in this, but she is running for president. She could be the next president. And she could put an end to a lot of the questions by, I think, Common Cause, which is really one of the original good government organizations, is saying that she should appoint an independent investigator to do an audit. And I think that's appropriate.
Couple of seconds. One gets the impression, though, the Clinton bashers, this is just more fodder. People who either love the Clintons or just think it's time for a woman president or whatever it's going to be, it's like raindrops bouncing off a newly Simonized car. I guess what I'm saying is probably only a small proportion of people would actually weigh this seriously one way or the other, because everyone else has a closed mind.
Well, first of all, I don't think this is going to cost her any votes. I think people who are for Hillary Clinton are for her because they think she'll be a strong leader and they like her positions on policies.
Yeah.
And they are accustomed to all the scandals and fake scandals and mini scandals, and this is just one more of them. But I think if you look at the polls, people, the outrage about big money in politics is really rising, and you have at least one Republican, Lindsey Graham, has suggested this is a problem. We may need a constitutional amendment.
One of the great things about listening to people who are hosts on the radio, if they're good, the way they take imagery, words, and when Alan Ludell made reference to raindrops on a newly Simonized car, who couldn't imagine what that looked like? That was a great phrase. Alan, good job. It's the number three item this week, the Clinton Foundation scrutiny that we were just talking about. In a moment, or two or three, here on the countdown, we'll get to item number two in this week's review.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
She's an iconic teen detective and role model for millions of girls worldwide. And today, Nancy Drew turns 85. To celebrate the milestone, the longest-running Nancy Drew fan-based organization, Nancy Drew Sleuths, kicks off their annual convention in Iowa City this week. Jen Fisher, president of the Nancy Drew Sleuths, explains what makes this character so enduring.
Nancy Drew embodies what it means to be bold, smart, and independent. She's always determined to get to the bottom of things. It's no wonder more than 100 million copies can be found in print around the world in 27 languages and over 9 million Nancy Drew video games have been sold.
Another part of the celebration? Her Interactive will launch the latest installment of its award-winning Nancy Drew mystery video game series, Nancy Drew Sea of Darkness. To pre-order the game and register for a chance to win a trip for two to Iceland, visit herinteractive.com. That's herinteractive.com.
Brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. April is Month of the Young Child and National Cancer Month to bring awareness to this awful disease affecting young children. Since its founding more than 50 years ago, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been committed to saving the lives of children battling cancer. Treatments invented at St. Jude have increased the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. But that's not enough. St. Jude is working to reach 90% in the next decade. Richard Shadiak, Jr., President and CEO of ALSTAC, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has made great strides treating children with cancer, and we won't stop until no child dies from this horrible disease. St. Jude truly shares our research discoveries, and every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing families to focus on helping their child live. To learn more, visit stjude.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Number two.
Number two this week on our review of the hot hits in talk radio. Who's running? We might as well just have this in a permanent location on the countdown, somewhere between number one and number five every week. The presidential prospects for next year. Here's host Jack Heath talking to Donald Trump about whether Trump's ready to run.
What's your thought process now on a decision, likely leaning likely or not? I know you've hired some key staff. This is your at least third visit recently to New Hampshire.
Right.
You've been meeting with a lot of people, open events kind of thing. What's your thought and timetable on a decision on running for president of the United States?
Very likely, and I'll make a decision by June, July.
Well, refreshing to get an answer, question answered. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah. That's what the country needs a little bit of, instead of these politicians that they talk and talk and nothing comes out, nothing happens. We're going to hell as a country, and, you know, it's very sad to watch. No, it's very likely, and I'll be making my decision in June, July.
Marco Rubio coming out of last week in some of the polls. And now, this is very early. It's like, you know, in the very first part of the quarter of a long game. Governor Scott Walker, Wisconsin's on the show tomorrow. Carly Fiorina is on the show tomorrow. Jeb Bush, sort of the big name out there. He's not officially announced. What do you attribute just the Marco Rubio surge to, if there is a surge? Maybe there isn't a surge.
Well, it's not a surge. I mean, I saw a poll. They don't even put me in the polls because nobody thinks I'm running. So
you've been showing up in polls here pretty positively, though.
Well,
in New Hampshire.
I have been. Actually, they put me in. I got 7 or 8%. I was like in the top four.
Yeah.
And yet nobody thinks I'm running, which is pretty good. You know, if somebody said, you know, if you ever announce, you're going to go to the top of the polls. It'll be very interesting to see. Let's see what happens. Okay. Let's see what happens. But you know, a lot of them don't put me in polls because they say, oh, he's not running. He's not running. He's working on his brand. He's just making his brand, and it's good for his company. Let me tell you something. I don't have to do this. This is, you know, they say he has a good time. I don't have a good time. I love New Hampshire. I have a lot of friends in New Hampshire, but I don't have to go there
right this
morning. In 10 minutes, I leave and make three speeches. And, you know, we're packed, by the way. The audiences are packed at all three places. And I love New Hampshire, but I love running my business. I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
The country is going to hell. China's ripping us. Mexico's ripping us. Everyone. And we don't even know about it. And it's a combination of both. It's corruption and it's the Hillary Clinton stuff, where they do what's wrong for the country because they got a speaking fee. That's what's going on with our country.
Don't you love him? He says things that actually make a lot of sense. Reference to Mrs. Clinton, who has a 3-week-old campaign, being attacked by the Republicans this week on pretty much everything from donations to the charitable foundation to her tenure as Secretary of State and the alleged ties to Wall Street. The political action committees are treading more carefully because there has been a suggestion that she's too old. How about that? Mrs. Clinton will be 69 if she's elected. Ronald Reagan was 70 when he was sworn in 1981. Is there a question about her health or her fitness? I don't think so. I remember Bob Dole running in 1996, and there were some questions about him. John McCain, remember when he ran in 2008? He was 71 then. He's running for the Senate again now. I think he's, what, 78? I don't know about age. We have too many people focused on age. How about qualifications? Putting that front and center. It's 51 after on the countdown.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one, no surprise, the Gray Death Baltimore protesting continued this past week. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, I talked to a Baltimore reporter, Kenny Burns, about how everything started earlier in the week following the funeral of Mr. Freddie Gray.
When I first saw this on television, the chopper shop was trained on a subway station. That's where you normally find a lot of school students during that time of day. They're waiting to go home. But not far from that subway station is a high school, Douglas High School, which ironically enough sits between the mall and the church where the funeral took place.
All right, so how do we, we're casual observers from the outside, knowing how critical I am of the news media in general, you just give yourself more fodder here under the circumstances. You, we, all of us who pay attention to discuss what's going on, trying to interpret from what goes on or is reported in the news media from what's real. And so these people who were out there getting the attention were the ones, the minority, that were attacking motorists and cars and businesses. And so I want to know where the front line, where the headline is for the 10,000 people that I'm told showed up to protest. And where are a lot of these high school students among that group, Ken?
They were. and for and Doug, for God's Honest Truth, the headlines were there. We've been, well, I can't say we because I was out of town last week, but from everything that I saw, from national media to even the local media, we were reporting that the protests have been peaceful. And like I said yesterday, tensions were high for sure, but the protesters were policing themselves. In fact, I shot a YouTube video with a group that I marched with Friday where things almost got out of hand, and one of the leaders gathered the crowd and said, "Don't touch any cars, don't cause any problems, silence is golden. We're going to march, we're going to call attention to the cause."
All right, here's host Mark Reardon talking with John Gaskin, national board member of the NAACP, about the questions that remain regarding Mr. Gray and his treatment and how people in Baltimore feel what the solution is. How do they feel about solving the violence?
What happened here in Baltimore that led to the outrage, I think that there's still plenty of questions about what police did, and there has to be due process. And I know that part of the problem here is that I think folks like you are concerned that this happens on a regular basis, like what happened to Freddie Gray. And this is a confusing case because I don't know the answers. It doesn't seem like anybody really has the answers to this. But once again, we're in a situation where some people think that the solution is setting fires and throwing bricks at police officers and burning down businesses.
You're exactly right, Mark. Rioting and looting is never acceptable. It is not okay. It's counterproductive. As President Obama and Loretta Lynch have said countless times in the past 24 hours. But I will say this. I think we don't need to get lost in that. I think we really should look at one of the reasons as to why people are going to that type of helplessness. And that type of reaction, when you take a look at unemployment, when you take a look at poverty in the city of Baltimore, you've got a situation that is far more worse than Ferguson, because you're talking about a municipality over there versus an urban core in Baltimore that has a history of poverty, of despair, and quite honestly, of police brutality, dating back the past, you know, before the last two mayors that they've had there. And so I think this is an opportunity for the conversation to continue as to how we deal with those undergirding issues within our urban communities, especially African-American communities in the inner city.
All right, so a reminder of what we post for you every weekend on DougStephan.com, the talkers list of the top 10 talk topics. You can tell us which one is the most important to you. Is it the Bruce Jenner situation, James Holmes trial, correspondence dinner, the Nepal earthquake, the economy in our country, Iran, Supreme Court hearings on gay marriage, the Clinton Foundation investigation, who's running for president, or the protesting and the violence in Baltimore? I guess if I were to pick one of those 10 myself, I would say that it was a combination of number 4, the Supreme Court gay marriage case, and the protesting and violence and poor news reporting in Baltimore. So that's it. A review of the top 10 items. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and me, Doug Stephan, here on our weekly review. Thanks for being here on The Countdown.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.